Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for taking time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes together. We've been looking the last few days on the ministry of the prophet and the gift of prophecy. Why is it important? Why do we have to have scriptural, biblical understanding of what prophecy is and why God has given it in this hour and day in which we are living? The Word of God tells us so clearly, beloved, that there's, and Paul said it in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, verses 11 through 13, that He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. And then He says why God did that: for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of your ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's why leadership is given, to equip the saints, so you can be effective in your life. However God chooses to lead you, however He chooses to use you, whatever sphere of influence you have, that's the purpose, that you can have confidence and knowledge of the scriptures and of the voice of God and the leading of God, that you can become mature, wise, so we all can measure up to the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. That's the express purpose and aim of the Holy Spirit. And you know what, beloved? I am absolutely convinced He's going to accomplish it, because the Word of God says that He's going to have a bride. A bride is equal to the bridegroom. There has to be that kind of a peer relationship. Now, I'm certainly recognizing that there's none like the Lord Jesus Christ, but He was manifest in the flesh. He is called our elder brother, and that we have a love relationship. And beloved, if you want to learn to become more obedient to the Lord, then I urge and exhort you to learn to love Jesus more. Love Him more. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And the more we love the Lord, the more we will desire to please Him. In everything we do in our lives, we'll be able to surrender and to yield to Him. And beloved, that's the last and hardest thing to go: our self-will, our self-preoccupation, our self-control. We, in terms of us controlling events and circumstances as much as is possible to do, because we really don't have any control. The heart of kings is in the hand of the Lord, so our times are in His hands. So, beloved, it is His goodness, His grace, His mercy that leads us in the way everlasting. But God's Word wants us to know that He has given these fivefold ministries so that it's for our benefit. So what does the prophet do today? What's the office of prophet do? Well, the prophet, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, brings light and clarification and explanation, giving further specifics about what God has already written in God's Word. Think about the prophets. We're talking now the major prophets of the Old Testament, part of our written Word of God. And beloved, the written Word of God is not going to be changed. It is codified. It is the Word, and that is not to be changed. Any prophetic word given today under the unction of the Holy Spirit, true prophecy, will simply illuminate and amplify the Word of God. It will not be in contradiction to the Logos of God. But basically, the words of the Lord, the Word of the Lord, and the words that God caused His prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel and Amos and Jonah, all the words that were given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But in the case, I'm thinking now primarily like Isaiah, Isaiah and Jeremiah, they were speaking words that were outlined under the Mosaic law. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and your mind, your strength. That's how they were to love God, as we are to love God. But the fact is, they had turned away. They had gone and served other gods. They had idolatry in their life. There was sin in their life. And so they were reminding them and bringing them back to the Mosaic law. And so, beloved, today we have even a better covenant given to us, that new covenant, which is based upon better promises. And so a prophet today would only illuminate what God has given to us in his word. 1 Corinthians 14:3 tells us the Holy Spirit's gift of prophecy through the saints. Now it's for edification, exhortation, and comfort. So as we focus now on personal prophecy, it brings confirmation and witness. That's, we need to be very careful of directed prophecy in terms of personal prophecy, because it must do those things, and it is not the purpose of personal prophecy really to bring direction. It may exhort, it may edify, but it's not, you know, some prophetic word that tells you you're to go to Africa, for example, unless you've had that witness, beloved, I would just put that on the shelf and pray about it, and I'm being gentle. You know, I can remember, want to share God's word, and I don't share much in the way of personal experiences, because radio time, beloved, is very expensive, and I just want to give God's word preeminence. But I can recall a situation. I was very, very, very young in the Lord and had the experience of being around some people, and they were always hearing from God. God told them this, God told them that, and I said, Lord, why don't you speak to me like that? And I was very insecure in my walk, because God was speaking to them all the time, and I remember a situation. My brother and I were living at a gold mine with a husband and wife, an elderly couple, and they were unsaved. But this particular brother, very zealous for the Lord, very sincere for the Lord, very committed and walking with God, loving the Lord. But God was always telling him things. And this was an example of not hearing from the Lord. There was my brother and I lived in an old cabin that had built in the 1890s. And we're talking, you know, the Sierras. This is the 4,300 foot level of the Sierras. And there was an encampment, you know, there was a trailer in this old cabin, but dust was a problem, as you can imagine, in the middle of summer. And as the August days progressed, the smoke really got bad when you drove a vehicle into the camp. And so this brother said, the Lord told me a solution for this problem. What you do is put pine needles around the cabin. Well, to the natural mind, that might sound good. However, even as a very, very young Christian, I can remember my dismay and my embarrassment when the old miner heard that and was just really filled with disgust and contempt, because he'd fought in forest fires and seen forest fires rage across a forest at 80 miles an hour. And beloved, the last thing you want to do around a building edifice is put pine needles. You want to put a fire break. And so obviously that was not God's voice. And it would embarrass me, because this gentleman was unsaved. And so, beloved, we have to be very careful, especially people who say, oh, the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. Those who are really hearing from the Lord are quite likely not to be speaking of it quite so freely. You'll know by their godly life and by their godly example that they are, in fact, hearing from God. But personal prophecy, beloved, brings confirmation and witness. In 2 Corinthians 13:1, it states, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. And let me interject here just for the purpose of clarification, that you understand the gift of prophecy is different from the prophetic office. There is the ministry of the prophet, but not everyone who prophesies is a prophet in that they have that office, that ministry office, the fivefold ministry office of a prophet. The office of the prophet is a ministry. The prophet will have the gift of prophecy operating in his ministry, but he also has some of the greater gifts in operation, the gifts of revelation. There's frequently the intermingling of the word of wisdom, which is a foretelling of future events. You know, if America doesn't turn around, if God's people don't humble themselves, there will be a word of wisdom, something relating to a future event, or a word of knowledge, which gives understanding and supernatural knowledge of something that is occurring that could not be known by the carnal or the natural mind. God always, always, always qualifies those he has called to the ministry of a prophet or any other ministry. And he equips us, beloved, by the Holy Spirit. And so the gift of personal prophecy also, beloved, is as wonderful as it may be. And for those who write in, frequently God, you know, he gives me scripture. He gives me, you know, words of wisdom. He might give me a personal prophecy, but it never takes the place, beloved, of your personal responsibility for the Lord. Your responsibility to fast as God would have you to fast, to pray and to seek God until you hear from the Lord. Why? You know, I remember once I was listening to a CD, and it was a prophet saying, well, there's a window of time here, and this is, God's going to do this, and you need to hear my next, a word from the Lord so you'll know what's going on. And I thought, my goodness, if I miss that, I'd be totally in the dark. Beloved, a true prophetic gift will not make an individual dependent upon them. We need, the purpose of the prophet is to amplify, but to cause you to walk in the assurance that you indeed are hearing from the Lord. My sheep hear my voice, none other will they follow. It's not just the prophet who is hearing the voice of the Lord. He wants his sheep. He wants you, brother. He wants you, sister, to be assured that still small voice, those gentle promptings are him. Praise God. And now I'm sharing this to stir up your desire to hear the Lord ever more clearly, and more importantly, to be obedient to what he speaks to your heart. Well, my time has just flown by. There's so much I want to share, and we're hardly moving along very far in the message, so I just invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time, and we will continue on with what the Lord has for us. I love you. The announcer will share our contact information, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,